10 Pakistani soldiers were killed today in a gun battle with suspected al-Qaeda fighters near Pakistan's border with Afghanistan. It was the first time the Pakistani soldiers had been killed since troops were sent to the border last year to help capture al-Qaeda and Taliban soldiers. Two al-Qaeda soldiers were killed and a third captured in the surprise attack on the Pakistani troops. Joining us now from Karachi, Pakistan, is Carl Vick, a reporter with The Washington Post. Carl, can you explain for us the circumstances surrounding today's gun battle?
I can't in any detail because the Pakistani military hasn't really given a full account, but the account they have offered is that their forces, which was a combination of Pakistani army and the frontier constabulary, these frontier guards who normally are responsible for that area, had a tip that there was al-Qaeda in this house or this group of houses, and they said they were approaching it, you know, gingerly and didn't come in firing, and instead they were fired upon. It might well have been an ambush. It seems to have that kind of complexion.
According to some stories that I have read, there were some negotiations going on with local tribal leaders trying to get them to hand over these al-Qaeda fighters. Do you know anything about that?
Well, the way things work in the tribal areas, you know, they're always described as lawless and semi-autonomous, and you know, the Pakistani federal government doesn't really have any real control, doesn't generally have a presence there. So they do everything through the tribal leaders, and they just sort of do everything by negotiation. That's the norm.
Is it possible that these tribal leaders tipped off the suspected al-Qaeda fighters and told them that the Pakistani troops were coming?
Yeah, it's entirely possible. I mean, anything's possible. There's real divided loyalties there, probably within a lot of the people who live there, between, you know, some kind of allegiance to the country that they're nominally a part of, and then some sort of religious regard for, you know, the al-Qaeda fighters who cast themselves as holy warriors, and the Taliban, who may well be with them and who are, you know, not only sort of like regarded as holy men, but are also, you know, tribal cousins. I mean, this is a tribally Pashtun area, and the Taliban are largely Pashtun.
I understand that there are U.S. troops not far from where this fight occurred. What do we know about the U.S. presence in that area?
Well, it tries to be as discreet as possible because U.S. troops, their physical presence is regarded as provocative. There may, in fact, have been U.S. troops along last night, not necessarily shooting because I don't think they're supposed to, but they often come along on Pakistani military operations. As they call them, communication specialists. I think that they're to do radio intercepts and help locate the enemy through there, if they're working with, you know, handsets.
Does anybody know what happened to the rest of the al-Qaeda forces that were involved in this fight?
It's a hot pursuit question now. I mean, the Pakistanis are bringing in reinforcements, and they say they're continuing the operation with increased vigor. They've got about 8,000 troops in that area right now, spread over quite a large area. Probably be seeing more, and, you know, maybe bringing in heavier equipment like helicopters and things like that.
Okay, thanks very much, Carl.
You're welcome.
Carl Vick is a reporter with The Washington Post. He joined us from Karachi, Pakistan.